Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360 degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India has drawn a hard lesson from its experience with the UAE. Adria Chatterjee reports that New Delhi plans to keep bullion out of future free trade agreements to prevent rerouting after tariff concessions led to a spike in imports, with gold imports from the UAE nearly tripling and silver jumping more than 46-fold between FY22 and FY25. On Monday, Adria reported that India is prioritizing securing silver supplies alongside critical materials in trade talks with Peru and Chile following China's export curbs on the precious metal. Crypto SIPs are seeing rapid adoption in India, reports Debangana Ghosh. Exchanges such as CoinDCX, CoinSwitch and Mudrex saw a 60% surge in crypto SIPs in 2025, with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana and Ripple being the most preferred assets. While investors are not barred from holding crypto assets, India has heavily taxed them. Meanwhile, deep tech investors are increasingly turning to IIT Madras for critical investment advice in India, reports Rishabh Ghosh. The institute's consulting revenue has crossed 2,800 crore rupees in the past 5 years as VCs seek technical expertise in areas such as space, semiconductors, and AI systems. Energy markets are keeping a close watch on Venezuela. Access to cheaper crude from the Latin American nation may boost margins for refiners such as Reliance Industries, reports Zoya Springwala. Meanwhile, Ishan Guerra presents Venezuela's dwindling oil fortunes in 5 charts. The indirect tax system in India is entering a steadier phase. Meghna Mittal reports that GST in 2026 will likely see fine-tuning rather than sweeping changes, with attention on correcting inverted duty structures, easing compliance for small businesses, and strengthening enforcement to support consumption and business confidence. As the budget approaches, industries are presenting their wish list to the government. IHICSAW reports that the semiconductor industry is seeking continuity of incentives, faster payouts, and tax relief in the upcoming budget. The India Electronics and Semiconductor Association has urged the government to ensure the timely disbursement of incentives, focus on value creation, and address bottlenecks in testing and certification frameworks. The middle class is steadily turning into the market's exit liquidity, warns Vikas Singh. He argues that steady SIP inflows and derivatives trading are creating a permanent pool of liquidity that benefits institutions, while retail investors are left to absorb market volatility. And finally, we turn to India's medal aspirations. Ishan Guerra examines whether hosting the Commonwealth Games could bolster our Olympic ambitions. The evidence is mixed. While athlete participation tends to rise, gains in medals are far from guaranteed, as has been the case for past hosts such as Australia and Malaysia. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.